Good magic morning.
Hocus Cadabra.
It's Gino and the Magic Morning Show.
Okay, here we go. More Full Moon Readings with Sarah Moore, brought to you by North Conway Premier. Check them out online, by the way, northconwaypremier.com. We had a lot of fun with them back in January or February,
yeah,
right, beginning of February with their showrooms. Just so beautiful.
They're awesome people.
It was great.
And they are funny.
Yeah.
Oh,
great
guys. I like them a lot.
Great guys. So check them out online, again, northconwaypremier.com, for the best in appliances. I mean, they have all kinds of things. You've been to the showroom a few times.
I was sitting, when you did the lip sync contest or the battle, I was sitting in some recliner that was all automatic, had phone charges. I was like, where have I been living? That was awesome.
And they're always willing to get you the best price. Work with any budget, really, especially when it comes to their furniture and appliances. Again, check them out online and visit their showroom right in North Conway, right next to JCPenney. All right, here we go. Sarah, got one more for you. It says this is from Brian. Brian texting in says, my living dog Scout is a brown-white lab mix. He wants to know how she's feeling and if there's something that she wants to tell him.
I'm giggling because right before you asked me that question, I had to burp and I had to kind of hold it in. And I totally see the dog eating or drinking then bleh, and looking at you like, whoops, did it again. My bad. I actually feel like it's doing all right. My back legs feel super dangly. So I kind of feel like when this dog is sleeping or totally relaxed, it is 100% off the clock. I'm loyal, but I'm slow. Like, this dog doesn't feel like it's moving as fast as it could, but it's not because of any body issues. It's just, we'll get there when we get there. It kind of feels like you're the same way. Like, if you're running late, you're running late, and the people will wait.
That's it.
And I don't want collars. I don't want clothes. I don't want anything fancy. And if you give me a bone, that's great. I'll take it and I'll put it down and be like, why did you just give me that? That's so stupid. I'd rather have like something I can chew and swallow. Don't give me a bone.
All right. Now it goes out to Brian and Scout. That's
yes,
the Scout
like that
we were getting
dog.
The reading. Jennifer has texted in. She has a dog named Buddy, which is a small white dog, a cat named Scooby, who's multicolored, and they are both older and having some health issues. Wondering if there's any suffering, anything from them.
The bunny makes me have to go to the bathroom. Like, I have a weird feeling in my bladder. I just feel like I'm borderline incontinent, or I will be soon if I am not already there. But I also feel really peaceful, and it's like when it's my time, I'm just going to go. I don't think you'll have any heads up. And did you say it was a dog?
Yes, there was a dog and a cat.
The dog just made my whole body relax, so I don't know if it's on medication. I'm not a vet, but I'm hearing if you do CBD, this dog is like, I see like cookie treats coming out of its mouth, and I feel like I would lift my head for that. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
And again, I'm not a vet, so talk to your vet first, but I get,
of course, that one goes out to Jennifer and her dog and cat. Judy from West Garden, we're getting a lot of pet things, but
she's
always welcome. Judy from West Garden has texted in. Her dog McGregor was a yellow lab that passed away now over 10 years ago, and she actually ended up giving him away at an old age, and she wants him to know that she is sorry.
You know what? This dog is a majestic beast. My chest feels like barrel chested and amazing, and I feel like I knew what I was worthy of, and I didn't take your actions as a way of disrespecting me. God, I feel like I should be wearing like a judge's robe or something. Like, this dog is phenomenal. That dog is 100% at peace with what went down.
Yeah, no hard feelings or anything.
None at all.
Okay, so Judy has nothing to worry about.
No, like there's almost a level of arrogance that made it really okay.
Excellent. Okay, that one goes out to Judy. Tiana from Ossipee has texted in, wondering if her mom is watching over her or anybody is with her.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I'm seeing like the decals that you would put on a sliding glass door so you don't walk into it. Unless you're me. I tend to walk into those even with the decals because I'm not paying attention. Of like the 1970s pink flowers and yellow flowers. So it kind of looks like Gerber daisies. And I just see those all around you. And my right ear is getting super duper hot. So pay attention when you get a weird feeling in your right ear. It's almost like she's pulling your ear up. Kind of like Fonzie in Happy Days, like grabbing Mrs.
Yeah.
Whatever, grabbing him by the ear and dragging him out the door. I'm getting that. And I guess I'm seeing Fonzie on Happy Days, so I don't know if you have an animal named Fonzie or if there's any relation to that. Text back in if there is, but she used that as a very specific example.
Excellent. Okay, that one goes out to Tiana from Ossipee. We have Candace from North Conway texting and just wondering if you're getting any general vibes for Candace.
Moving on up. That's what I'm hearing.
It's a very musical morning.
It is. So whatever you're doing, you are moving on up. And this is a full moon. So today's the day, like we're in spring. This is whatever we've planted is starting to grow. So I think you have been very clear about what your expectation for yourself and the others around you are. And that's all coming together. Excellent. I totally want to keep singing that song, but I will spare your listeners.
We'll spare listeners. We'll let you sing during the commercial break here. We do have to take one more. It's 8:25. We'll be back with a news break. We'll be back with more full moon readings, all brought to you by North Conway Premier. Stay tuned.
These are the White Mountains, and Magic 104 knows all about them.